in the board battle, and it just popped out, and a guy just sort of threw an innocent wrist shot. And this is after we had two on one, and we didn't get shots, and he just sort of threw an innocent shot at the net. It wasn't very hard, but like you said, a little bit of traffic in front of Angus, and it just found its way in. And that was, I guess, shortly thereafter I took the timeout, because you could see it was starting to slip away a little bit. You know, and then when you score a goal, it gets a crowd into it. It gives their team some energy. And I just felt at that time, oh boy, let's slow her down here.
Jake Jackson comes back at the 14-10 mark. He's got unbelievable speed, and he's got a rocket for a shot.
Neville now will go back with it to Ranky. Ranky's pass there for Neville. Neville did a good job to haul that one in, as it was not on the tape. Take it by Watson. Watson for Jackson. Jackson across the line will shoot. Scores! Oh, Jake Jackson with that rocket of a shot. Ties the game up 1-1.
Well, just inside of the blue line, actually. He was almost at the top of the circles, I guess, by the time he got rid of it. But he had a defenseman right there. Not much of a gap between he and the defender, and somehow found a way to get it past the goaltender.
Well, he had a heck of a game, and he played pretty well on the weekend, but you could really see he put it in overdrive on Saturday night. And he was just, I think, coming off the ice on a change there, and he got the puck with a couple steps in speed, and he just took it the right outside. He didn't mess around with it. In this game, a couple times he tried to beat a guy one-on-one. He tried to pull it through the guy's legs, and we continue to tell Jake, because of his speed and because of his strength, He doesn't even have to make a move. Just pull it outside and go wide, you know. And if the guy turns, then you can cut back in, but not try to this toe drag where you expose the puck. You know, just pull it and go wide, and use your body to shield it. And that's all he did on this one. There was no messing around. He just sort of went wide, took a few steps, got the goalie moving, and he can shoot it. And we got to work on him with hitting the net more, because if he hits the net, he had a few other opportunities in the game, but he likes to go high. I remember I said something when, I had the top. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, that's good. So when you score, I'm not going to get on him. When you don't, then I'm going to get after him a little bit. But, no, he had a good game. And, you know, even in the third period, you see his speed and what he can create with that. And, you know, we missed him up in Alaska. You know, we missed him on that Olympic-sized sheet because of that speed with the injury. So, you know, here's another player that we you know, missed some time. And we've just got to get him healthy. And it's nice to have him back in the lineup also.
He gets his fourth goal of the season. Cliff Watson gets the assist. And Coach, you have you know what NHL type speed is his speed NHL type speed?
Oh, Jake Jackson?
Yeah,
no question. And you just have to learn when to use it and how to use it, you know, because some guys can just fly around like crazy, but they can't think the game, or they just use it at odd, you know, times. And Jake has to just understand that, and he's got to get better at along the boards, board play, and obviously breakouts, getting pucks out. When he gets the puck in space and he's moving, there's not many better because of that speed. You know, he's almost like Dylan Larkin's speed. When you watch Dylan Larkin, those first few steps, I mean, and Jake's always had that. I remember back in Tartan High School in the Midwest Elite League, you notice it right away. You don't have to be any hockey connoisseur to notice that, you know, and what a difference and how much faster he is than the rest of the pack. So good for him.
All right, so that made it a 1-1 hockey game. Again, Cliff Watson getting the assist on Jackson's goal. Jake Lucchini then gets the game winner. Matt Roy, Joel Esperance, the assist to give the Huskies a sweep.
All five out there trying to take away the point-to-point pass, so you could not get it over to Hannah. Just had to send it deep.
Huskies win another draw, another shot, another save, rebound right to the goal. Scores! Right at the doorstep, it is Lucchini again, giving the Huskies a lead in the third period.
Well, Coach, I looked at the replay on that, so obviously saw it live. I'm not able to figure out where or how that went through or around the goaltender.
Five hole. Yeah, Jake just went in, and you could tell he had his head up the whole way. He knew where he was going to put that puck. It's not like he just got rid of it and hope it went in, and he found a spot there. But that's how important faceoffs can be, and we kept the puck alive. And I don't know if their center let Jake go, but Jake got to the net, and we had actually two guys there. Lesperance was in that area too, so it was a big goal. But what I like about it is again, we had a real good third period, and even though we scored, I think there's still like 8 minutes left, a lot of time left, but we outshot them 10-4 in the third period, and really had a strong finish to the game. So that was a big goal for us. Excuse me, a big goal for us. And I like how we played with the lead. We continued to attack. Alex Smith walked in on a breakaway, tried one of those little you know, moves where you pull it and just try to let it go between the goalie's pads. I mean, you know, we got to go in there and just bury that thing. So we had opportunities to put some distance, but Bernard kept them in the game, gave him a chance to at least get down to, you know, pulling him and give them an opportunity to tie the game.
You talked about Blacklock having a pretty good series too. He made a nice move to his forehand and took the shot.
Good shot. He had a couple real good scoring opportunities in the game. You know, Gilly scored. I thought Tom Beretta played strong, played hard, played well along the boards, physical. His game has continued to evolve, you know, and what I'm really looking forward to and is seeing the growth in our freshmen and going into that second half. So seeing a guy like Beretta now, you go home, you get a little bit of a break. You know, you hit a little bit of a wall as a freshman. I think some of those guys have hit that wall now, so we'll give them a little bit of a break, and then they come back. And like Rinke's played a ton of hockey, I mean, and he's played a good first half. But you got Beretta now, you get that break. Alex Smith, I think Chris Gehry is really starting to figure it out. You know, Gavin Gould's had a pretty good first half. He's got to learn how to compete hard every night. And, you know, he's got skill, and being a smaller guy, you're not going to run anybody over, but you got to learn how to get in there and battle and play smart. And you can back check. When you back check, Derek, doesn't matter if you're 6 foot five or 5 foot five, you can back check. That's just a mental, that's the will, that's the want. You make a decision if you're going to back check or not. Doesn't have anything to do with your size. So, but Eric Peterson has really come on. I really liked his practice the last, you know, I'd say 2 weeks since we came back from Fairbanks. He was injured, and then we came back, and he's looked good. But the last four games, it's hard to throw a guy who hasn't played when you're playing the first place and the third place team right now with so much at stake. But we've got to get him in to see what he can do, because he's got some skill and he's got some quickness that I think can add some offense to our team. So these kids continue to grow, and like I said, I'm really looking forward to their growth in the second half, because I think they've come so far.
The Huskies hold on for the victory. It got a little dicey at the end there, Coach, where they were had the extra attacker out there for quite a while, and then, of course, the power play.
Well, we did. I thought we were in good shape till then we took the penalty with about 30 seconds left, and then they got a couple good looks after that. But having said that, we won some faceoffs. We had the opportunity to clear the puck, and we did with about 20 seconds left. We get it down, and then the linesman blows the whistle. We ice the puck, and he blows the whistle and calls it icing. And he completely forgot we had a penalty. And so the rule is, the old rule used to be, you'd sort of keep it. If you made a mistake, the faceoff would be going to the nearest dot or keep it in the zone where it was. So by them blowing the whistle, the clock stops. So there's 16 seconds left. They would have lost, I would say, at least 6 seconds trying to get it up ice, just where the positioning of their player was and the puck was, even just to get it and then just try to make a play. But not only does the clock stop, they take the puck and they move it all the way to the center ice faceoff dot. So now you've gained, you know, half the ice back without the clock running. And the faceoff goes, and then, yeah, they had a play at the end. They passed it around, and they got it to a wide guy, and he had a good look, but for some reason he overpassed. He made one extra pass, and, you know, it was sort of in the slot area there for a little bit. But I don't know if they really got a shot on net. So it was scary. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It was scary, but great job by the penalty killers in the last 30 seconds on the 6-on-4, and just a huge 3 points. Like, you know, you can't emphasize enough, you know, we played the first place team, and then the third place team right behind us. Bowling Green was picked to finish first in our league by the media and the coaches. They've got a good team. Bemidji obviously has got a very good team. They've only lost once in the first half, and that was to us. So when you go 3-1 against those teams, that's pretty good. You know, you want 4-0, but 3-1 is pretty good. I think we put ourselves in a real good position going into the second half.
All right. We'll take some of your questions coming up soon. If you got a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com. Huskies come off a sweep, getting set for their first weekend off. We'll talk more with Coach Pearson right after these.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs.